the buzzer. McCord on its way.
They have to get in. There's no timeouts. They do.
Courtside with Greenberg and Dokic, the definitive college basketball podcast.
Welcome to Courtside with Greenberg and Dokic. Two brilliant basketball minds talking ball, helping you fill out your bracket. And remember, our special NCAA tournament bracket preview version of Pick'em today is brought to you by Google Cloud Platform. The West. Send me to the West and I'll do the rest. That's what one famous coach said. And to me, I think it's probably the West has the most vulnerable number one.
I agree with that.
In Xavier.
Mm-hmm.
And
I like him to win the first game, though.
I do like him to win the first game, and they'll play the winner of North Carolina Central, Texas Southern, who I actually think Texas Southern, although I think Lavelle Moten is a terrific coach. I think what Mike Davis has done at Texas Southern, starting off 0-13, is pretty impressive to get his team to the tournament. It's hard to do.
Never been done.
Unbelievable. See, that's the things I learned from you. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Most of them bad.
Yeah, it's true, too.
Yeah.
All right.
Question.
All right.
Did you have a problem moving forward, not in the game, but moving forward with Michael Porter Jr., Missouri taking on Florida State? Did you have a problem with him taking a bunch of shots?
Yeah.
Why?
I didn't have a problem taking a bunch of shots, but I had a problem that everyone's role is changing on that team right now.
Second game with him. Better?
Yeah, because they have five more days of practice.
Yeah.
And I think that's going to be a big difference.
And I like your eye okay? You got a bad looking left eye right now.
Yeah, no, it's pretty red.
Yeah, it's really
bad. I don't know how you are still awake because all you do is tomorrow morning you'll be up at dawn.
Yeah.
My whole thing with Missouri, Florida State, I was unimpressed with at the ACC tournament. I think they were disjointed. They pitched it all over the place. They've got incredible athleticism and length. I like Walker.
They have two of everything.
Yeah. I would like to see him play. I would actually like to see him extend their defense. And if you're going to play 10 guys, you've got to be more aggressive defensive. They've lost their way defensively.
I agree.
In my opinion.
Who you like?
I actually like Missouri in this
Me
game.
Me too.
I think they're tougher. I like the size in their front court and their physicality in front court. I think that Barnett's pretty good. And I think that
Barnett's not playing first game now.
Oh, that's right. He had the little Pechoruski.
The DUI, yeah.
But who starts then?
Michael Porter Jr.
It's good
not
trade.
A bad sub.
Good trade.
Yeah. Take it.
All right, we'll go Missouri.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
All right, here we go.
Ohio
now,
State.
Now, wait a sec. Just so we can get it. It was before you go into your thing. Mike Dom is one of the only players since our man Kevin Durant to average 20, 10, and shoot 40 from three. Is that correct? Isn't that the stat I heard today?
Yeah, he is. And he's from Kimmel, Nebraska, which is the home of one of my all-time favorite players, a kid named Brent Clayson, who at the time it was a one-stop sign town, and they had one of those gas stations / restaurants / everything in the town was revolved around it. But now I've been told they've added to the town.
They put a Burger King?
I think they might have added something like that. So Kimmel, Nebraska, Mike Dom, I would take you to beat any other team maybe in the tournament except Junior.
Why do I have to think I know this is going to be a theme? All right, Gonzaga, UNC Greensboro. UNC Greensboro shoots the three, and they are a really
good team. Is that Wes Miller?
Wes Miller, yeah.
Yeah, former North Carolina player. Wes Miller, really, really respected young coach in the business. But I hope they win. I'm rooting for Greensboro.
I'm rooting for the Zags.
I know.
I have them deep in my bracket.
I know. Me too. Yeah, I know.
All right, Houston, San Diego State. This is another interesting game because San Diego State closed their season on. I think they won 9 of the last 10 or 10 of the last 10.
Yeah.
And they got Malik Pope, seems like he's been hyped up forever. They've got Trey Kell, who's pretty good. They got a transfer from USF, the Watson kid who can score. Having said that, I like Houston's toughness. I think they can defend. They got the good Devin Davis kid and Rob Gray. Those are two pretty good players.
You know, it's interesting coaching, Max. Samson's on his 20th chance. Hope he doesn't screw it up.
I know I was
going to
get that.
And Brian Dutcher, he survived the whole Fab Five thing with going out there with Fish. So I like Samson's team. I think Rob Gray's terrific. And Devin Davis, terrific player out of Indianapolis, played for Tom Crean for a few years, had some issues. But you're right, he's an all-around versatile guy. But Rob Gray's tremendous.
Rob Gray's
fantastic.
That dude is strong.
Made a bad turnover tonight, surprised me a little bit.
Yeah, pitched it right to the stands.
Threw a little bit behind the guy. But
I thought you were working the game. He was going to just made you a pass. That's what I think. Michigan against Was that?
Montana.
Montana.
John Beilein made some compelling points. You know, Montana went in and beat Pittsburgh, and Montana played Penn State pretty well. It ended up being more than what it was. But I've said it before. You and I have talked about it. I give me John Beilein's team, along with Gonzaga, along with Kentucky, as teams that have really improved. I'm not so sure the layoff didn't help any team more than Michigan because John Beilein's such a good teacher.
Yeah, and they went back to the basics. Yeah. And I think all these teams that had these long layoffs called Mark Few and said, all right, how do you do this? Because you've done this forever.
Right.
It kind of works. Pretty smart. Texas A&M Providence. Mm. I was at Texas A&M when they beat West Virginia the first game of the season. I thought they had a chance to be really good because they were getting guys back. I love Providence. I love the Fighting Ed Cooleys. I love Kyron Cartwright. I love their toughness. Alpha Diallo. I love the bigs that compete. Reggie Bullock's been in school forever. I like Providence.
I was at Texas A&M when they absolutely slapped Kentucky around in the start of the second half. Yeah. I mean, beat them about 4 or 5 weeks ago, whatever it was.
I know you're going somewhere with this one now.
Yeah, so I'm going to take I think they're probably – would you say they're the
– best front court.
Yeah, five most talented front courts in the
Here's my deal. You know, your front court's only as good as what?
Your guard play.
Yeah.
I love the Fighting Ed Cooleys. Anybody that
can split his pants and then just put a towel on and be
just keep it going, man. Just give me a towel. I got a coach.
Yeah, he's
I like North Carolina in the next one.
Yeah, I mean, Lipscomb.
Whatever happened to being David Lipscomb?
I don't know, but David left and Lipscomb stayed. I mean,
okay.
They can really shoot. And that kid was the kid Matthews kid. He can really, really, really stroke it. You think it's his name?
Well, Lipscomb and Belmont, all those guys in that area. And
they can really shoot.
They can all shoot.
Must be in the water. We'll be back to pick the rest of the region and select the team that will head to the Final Four. But first, a word from Google Cloud. It's March, and that means one thing. Basketball, basketball, basketball. Did you know college players who wear number one on their jerseys dunk the most? Or those born in North Dakota are historically the most accurate three-point shooters? You know how I know that? Because the NCAA is using Google Cloud to turn decades of data into answers. Answer to questions like this. Are seniors the best at hitting the game-winning shot? Can school spirit really help a team win? Are upsets more likely during a full moon? Whatever question you have, from basketball to business, Google Cloud can help you find answers in your data. Because with all the data you're sitting on, that's how you take the competition today, tomorrow, and well into the future. Only one team a year gets to cut down the net. But with Google Cloud, just imagine all the things you and your team can accomplish. Know what your data knows. Visit g.co/marchmadness to learn more about Google Cloud, the official cloud of the NCAA. X against Missouri. That's a tough game. Jay Wills.
Particularly if Michael Porter's playing well.
Yeah.
I won't take X, but just because.
I love the front court of X. They got like four post guys. They're all different, whether it's Cantor, whether it's O'Mara, Jones. I mean, they got a bunch of front court dudes, and then they got the guy you like if he's on your team and hate if he's on the other team, J.P. McCura, and then Blewett can score a lot of points.
You like X.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with X, too.
I think a lot of
Here's the problem. We have the next game we have a problem with.
Yeah, we do.
Jags, Ohio State.
Yeah, we do.
All right, so can you explain to me, all right, Ohio State, Jayshon Tate, and, you know, you've got Beta Date Ski.
They played once already.
All right.
Junior came in. Josh Perkins looked at Junior and said, I'm going to make a bunch of shots. But as my son, Junior, said, this is the revenge bracket, Dad. It starts with these guys. Let's go. No, I don't know. Hey, look, I love Gonzaga. And if my son wasn't on Ohio State, I'd take Gonzaga. But my son's on Ohio State, so I'm taking Ohio State.
All right, I can understand.
Fair enough.
All right. Houston, Michigan.
Michigan.
Yeah, we've been saying it all along. Michigan's defense has improved, like, dramatically. It's crazy.
Best he's ever had. Best Beilein's had all in his
starts
time.
At the guard. Xavier Simpson can flat guard.
And you know what? Xavier Simpson is the rare guy whose defense made his offense better.
Yeah.
Usually it's the other way around. But he got comfortable playing because of his defense.
Don't you think this team has more of an edge than most John
No Beilein's question.
Teams?
And I think a lot of it's Xavier Simpson
Xavier
and Charles
Simpson,
Matthews.
Charles Matthews.
And you
said
know what?
That on TV today. I wonder if anyone thought I was smart.
Mo has an edge. Mo Wagner has an edge. Mo Wagner learned at going through the combine that, you played great last year in the Big Ten tournament. Didn't matter when he went through the combine. So he bulked up. Didn't have a great year until the end. Mo Wagner's got an edge.
I think Poole and Livers. I always
Poole's great.
Yeah.
Poole's going to be all Big Ten kid.
Yeah,
he has a real edge. I forgot about Poole and Livers.
UNC, and I just reminded you, that's why we're a podcast. You know, you're not going to show up by yourself today. You know, Kyle helps every once in a while.
I got a headache.
Providence, UNC.
You got Providence, UNC? I got UNC. I think UNC, again, if the line isn't 10, they'll win by 10 or more.
Yeah, I've got that. And I'm a big Ed Cooley fan. X and the Zags. This is where I go sideways. I got this. I mean, here's my deal. Killian Tilly shoots every time you think
he's going. Is he due for a 2-for-8?
No. Nope. Rui Hachimura comes off the bench.
Oh, I love him.
It's like a joke. Jonathan Williams, left hand, boop, boop, boop.
Can't play him at the end, though.
I can't make free throw, right?
I can't make free throw.
I'm still going to Zags. You're going to Ohio State.
I'm going with either Ohio State or Gonzaga.
All right.
So, but I'm saying, you know, if my son wasn't on it.
I give me the qualifier.
Give me the qualifier.
Michigan, North Carolina.
John Beilein told Andrew Dockage that you guys are good after Ohio State beat them, but you ain't as good as North Carolina. And guess what? Ohio State played North Carolina about a week or two later because the Big Ten started in December. Mm-hmm. Ohio State never had a chance in a game. North Carolina was great. I'm going to go with Michigan, though.
I'm going to Michigan also. And I'm going to Michigan because I think this team has grown defensively. I'm going to Michigan because they're more than a jump shooting team. They can get to the rack a little bit more. They're more of an aggressive attacking team defensively. So now we got the Zags or Ohio State and Michigan.
What do you think I'm going?
All right. So you're going to Ohio State, but with a qualifier.
No, I go Zags or Ohio State. I'll take that, too.
All right, and I'm actually going with the Zag.
I'm
going with Michigan. I'm sorry.
I was going to say it's hard to go against Michigan. Boy, is it hard to go against Michigan.
I jumped on their train about 6-7 weeks ago, and
should've. You know what?
I'm one of those guys that I also had Iowa early in the season, so don't listen to me. We'll be back in a minute to give you our final four picks and champion. But first, a word from ZipRecruiter. When I was a coach, it wasn't easy to find players on the recruiting trail that I knew would become great. In any line of work, it's hard to find great talent. I had a saying, tricky players make tricky coaches. ZipRecruiter knew there was a smarter way, so they built a platform that finds the right job candidates for you. ZipRecruiter learns what you're looking for, identifies people with the right experience, and invites them to apply for your job. Let me tell you something. I wish people applied to play for me. Maybe they wouldn't want to. These invitations have revolutionized how you find the next hire. In fact, 80% of the employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. And ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. They even spotlight the strongest applications you receive, so you never miss a great match. I wish I had an assistant like that. The right candidates are out there. ZipRecruiter is how you find them. Businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. Right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/courtside. That's ZipRecruiter.com/courtside. ZipRecruiter.com/courtside. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. So now we have our final four. Virginia against Michigan for me. Virginia against the Zags or Ohio State for you.
I'm going to Ohio State beats Virginia in the final four.
All right, and or if it's not Ohio State?
I'm going with the Zags. I'm just staying with that.
So I'm going with Virginia. I'm going to go with Virginia because I just think that they're tough.
I agree.
I think the thing people don't realize is Virginia's tough.
Oh.
They're tough, and they impose their will, and I think those two guys, Hunter and Diakite, I keep on saying it, change them with their versatility.
You know what I saw in the North Carolina Duke game? A lot of mistakes late in the game. Pinson turned it over, you know, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. You know, I never seen a Virginia game late.
Oh,
never seen mistakes late.
Here's the deal. Their consistency is ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Nova, I've got Michigan State. You've got Purdue.
I've got Purdue, Michigan State. I'm going to take Michigan State in that one. I'll take Nova over Michigan. No, excuse me. I'll take Michigan State over Nova or Purdue in that one as well.
Yeah, I've got Michigan State. I had them preseason to win it all. I'm going to stick with them. I think that the depth of their front court and the physicality of the front court, if it's Purdue, if it's Nova, I think they bang them on the glass and they contest enough of the threes. They do a good job of guarding the three. And then I have Michigan State and Virginia. Who do you got?
I got Ohio State.
All right. And if it's not Ohio State?
81-78. If it's not Ohio State, then I got Michigan State winning 81-78.
All right. I've got Michigan State. So Michigan State's played Virginia, knocked them out of the tournament twice. They play against a lot of pack line defense. which I think is important.
How important?
And I think they bang them under glass.
That's what I was going to ask you. How important is it to get to the offensive glass? And how important is it to push it against Virginia? Why don't?
One of the two best things Michigan State does.
They put, right. Anytime you play against Tom Izzo's team, you got to say, all right, we got to get back on defense, and we got to get on the defensive backboard, period.
I'll tell you
one thing.
That's about as good as it gets. America, you're welcome.
Oh, you are darn welcome.
Gabe, what do you have for good folks in America?
All right, that'll do it for Courtside's March Madness Bracket Preview. I'd like to thank our sponsors, Google Cloud and ZipRecruiter. Remind our listeners to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts or wherever they listen to the show. And also, a reminder to fill out your brackets on the Tournament Challenge on ESPN.com. And stay tuned to the feed as we'll be having multiple episodes a week all throughout the NCAA tournament.
Thank you for listening to Courtside with Greenberg and Dockage. You can listen and subscribe to all ESPN podcasts in the Listen tab of the ESPN app, including the latest from the NBA and the Hoop Collective podcast, available in the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts.